Hello, and welcome to episode 123 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little different because you know what? You and I both need a pep talk. More than likely, you clicked on this episode because you're just having one of those days. Or this episode auto-played after the last one, but that's neither here nor there. So I'm glad you're here listening. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a brief pep talk. Because some days we're just doing everything we can to keep it together. First of all, the fact that you're listening to this shows me that you have self-awareness and that you're willing to take a moment out of your day to invest in yourself by listening to a podcast, by hoping to learn something about yourself or about your mental health. So go ahead and pat yourself on the back right there. Secondly, either close your eyes or look around in the room that you're in and think of three things that you're thankful for. What is in your life right now that you're thankful for? Do you feel pretty good today? Are you in a home or a car that's yours? Are you washing dishes because you had food that you were able to eat on plates? Take a second and just think of three things that you're thankful for. Sometimes gratitude is an instantaneous pep talk. Sometimes we need a lot more than that, though. Maybe you're in the midst of a really difficult season, or you're in the throes of grieving, or you just got some heavy news. Please, please feel your feelings. Do not feel the need to box it up, put it on a shelf, or make it look pretty for social media or other people because it might make them uncomfortable. Feel those feelings. Because after all, who else is going to? You are not alone in your struggle. I have yet to see a struggle that someone has gone through that they are the only one I've ever heard deal with that. The biggest lie of the enemy is that you are the only person feeling this way, walking through this, struggling with this. And that's simply not true. You are strong, you are not alone, and you're gonna make it. So far, you've survived 100% of your hardest days, and I know you're gonna get through this one. I'm keeping this super short and sweet because nobody wants an extended pep talk where someone just keeps rambling. But I hope you pat yourself on the back because you're already listening. I hope you look at things that you're grateful for. I'm encouraging you to feel your feelings, no matter how big or small they are, and know that you're not alone in any of this. As a counselor, I encounter lots of different scenarios and situations that people go through, and I want to give them a boost and an encouragement, a pep talk. And this is one I hope that fits in your pocket and you can listen to anytime you need it, because I know I need it as well. I thought it was very fitting that today's episode is 123 because I want to leave you with Psalm 23 from the Bible, which is always a reminder to myself that I have someone looking out for me. I'm reading from the ESV English Standard Version. Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Whatever's going on in your life today, I'm so glad you listened, and I want you to know that you've got this, and I am cheering you on. See you next time.